From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. And on this day, Portland City Council wants the Department of Homeland Security to know that it is not okay with proposed new immigration rules. And Medicaid expansion is still on hold at the moment, but advocates still say people should sign up. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light, now through December 31st. MaineGardens.org.
Maine will receive more than $612,000 as part of a national settlement with Uber announced today by the Maine Attorney General's office. The settlement comes after the California-based ride-sharing company failed to report a data breach that potentially compromised its drivers. Uber learned in November of 2016 that hackers had gained access to about 600,000 driver's licenses. Under Maine law, the company was required to notify any affected Maine residents. Instead, Uber waited until November of 2017 to report the breach. As part of the settlement, Uber's agreed to pay $148 million to the states and to strengthen its data security practices. A federal judge will hear arguments tomorrow in Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin's case challenging the legality of Maine's ranked choice voting law. Steve Missler has more.
Poliquin's attorneys have made several claims against the voting law that voters approved 2 years ago and have asked U.S. District Court Judge Lance Walker to invalidate the runoff that tipped the 2nd District race to Democrat Jared Golden. Walker signaled last month that the lawsuit faces long odds, questioning several claims by Poliquin's attorneys and refusing to halt the runoff. But Poliquin and his attorneys have indicated that the challenge could continue well after Walker makes his ruling, meaning the case could have ramifications for ranked choice voting advocates attempting to implement the system in other states. Poliquin has also requested a recount, suggesting that ranked choice caused chaos at the polls and that the tabulation was conducted by artificial intelligence, a claim challenged by individuals who have been able to independently replicate the results. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Legal advocates are urging eligible Mainers to enroll for health care coverage under the state's expanded Medicaid program, even though its implementation is in limbo. Last week, a Superior Court judge ordered the state to implement expansion by tomorrow, December 5th, but that deadline's been suspended as the court considers a stay. Patty White has more.
In Justice Michaela Murphy's recent order, she not only directed the LePage administration to start enrollment by December 5th, she also directed the state to recognize July 2nd as the official start date of the law. That means eligible Mainers can get coverage retroactively. And that's why Robin Merrill, the executive director of the organization behind the lawsuit seeking to force implementation, says consumers should still enroll.
There is no question that people are going to become eligible under the law that voters passed. I think what's still up in the air is exactly when.
Justice Murphy has suspended the December 5th enrollment date as she considers the LePage administration's request for a stay on the order as it prepares to appeal. In court filings, an attorney for the LePage administration argues that the order compels the state to spend millions of dollars that have been appropriated for other purposes. A decision on the stay request is expected any day. If the lawsuit isn't resolved by the end of the year, incoming Governor Janet Mills has vowed to make Medicaid expansion a top priority. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And the Maine Public Utilities Commission ruled this week that Central Maine Power may not arbitrarily limit the amount of electricity that smaller commercial power plants can put on its transmission system. Fred Bever has details.
The move came at the request of a company called Dirigo Solar, which has a contract to provide enough solar power for 10,000 homes in Maine from scattered locations. Nicholas Mazeroski is a partner in Dirigo Solar. He says CMP limited the amount of electricity it would allow Dirigo to run through a particular substation to only 75% of what the station could actually handle. That hampered the development of a Dirigo Solar plant planned nearby, he says, and raise questions about others to come.
To kind of arbitrarily set a cap, problematic for a lot of reasons. You know, we totally understand their interest in preserving it for other generators, but the current law is first come, first serve.
CMP argued that by holding back some capacity, it was carrying out state law that encourages diversifying Maine's generation resources. But the PUC ruled that the cap was not, in fact, justified by statute. A CMP spokeswoman says the company is disappointed in the decision, but will not appeal. With the new ruling, Dirigo Solar says it can start putting bulk electricity online in Maine by the end of next year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
Portland City Council last night unanimously passed a resolution opposing changes in immigration rules being proposed by the Trump administration. Those changes would broaden the range of public programs that may lead to immigrants who use them being denied permanent resident status or citizenship. The City Council says the changes would upend the longstanding practice of helping immigrant families. City Councilor Pius Ali is an immigrant from Ghana, and he became a U.S. citizen 10 years ago. He introduced the resolution because he says he felt obligated.
First and foremost, I am an immigrant, and everything that affects any immigrant, irrespective of where they are coming from, affects me.
Right now, the federal government looks at whether an immigrant's financially self-sufficient or whether they are likely to need public aid like cash assistance when deciding whether that person should be approved for a green card or for citizenship. If it's found the person is likely to become what's called a public charge, that hurts their chances. Under the proposed rules, the list of programs that could hurt an immigrant's chances now includes Medicaid, food stamps, and housing assistance. The Department of Homeland Security didn't respond to requests for comment, but in a statement that accompanied the release of the new rules, it says that under the proposed rules, current and past receipt of public benefit is, quote, a heavily weighted negative factor. It's not clear exactly how the new rules would be used to determine who does and doesn't get a change in status. And for people who may fear they'll be denied citizenship or a visa, that could put even programs for which they have a legal right, says Ali, off limits.
People will be afraid to go in for things that they are eligible.
And Ali says the system may also screen out all but the most wealthy applicants.
It's going to make our immigration policy for a certain class of people who can afford to say that I have $1 million in the bank, then I'm going to go to the U.S., and which is class-based immigration policy.
DHS says the proposed changes would promote self-sufficiency and make sure immigrants don't become a burden on American taxpayers. It's not clear how many people in Portland would be affected by the rule change, although the city estimates that nationwide it could affect around 500,000. The City Council will now send the resolution to DHS as part of public comment on the proposed rules, which ends December 10th. And you can find those rules on our website, mainepublic.org. And in constitutional officer news, Representative Aaron Fry of Bangor has won the Democratic nomination for Attorney General. Since there are no Republican nominees, he'll be the next AG for the state of Maine. Democratic Secretary of State Matt Dunlap's up for another term, and Democratic Attorney Henry Beck is lobbying to be state treasurer. Independent Treasurer Terry Hayes has served since 2014 and unsuccessfully ran for governor this year. Democrats now do control the legislature, and Democratic Attorney General Janet Mills will be sworn in as governor in January. For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.